Phthalates in Food. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Several years ago, phthalates were making headlines. There was growing public awareness that these harmful chemicals were commonly found in children's toys, specifically those made of plastic. Concern rose over babies and small children ingesting the chemicals by putting toys in their mouths, and with good reason. Phthalates are endocrine disruptors and are thought to interfere with reproductive hormones, particularly in boys. Thanks to public outcry, Congress banned the use of phthalates in children's products, and this concerning group of chemicals was soon all but forgotten. But now, even more alarming news has come to light. Phthalates are in our food, and infants and toddlers are still consuming them in unsafe amounts. Researchers from the University of Washington analyzed the amount of phthalates found in different foods and found that meat and dairy are at the greatest risk for contamination. They did not study how phthalate concentration came to be higher in certain foods, but much of the issue likely lies with processing and packaging. Milk, for instance, passes through plastic tubing during processing and pasteurization. Fresh fruits and vegetables, by comparison, contained much lower phthalate levels. To minimize exposure to phthalates, experts recommend avoiding processed foods whenever possible. When it comes to dairy, low-fat products have lower levels compared to full-fat versions. In our own kitchens, it's important to store and heat food in non-plastic containers. Use glass, steel, or ceramic options instead. And we can further minimize exposure by choosing personal care products for ourselves and our children that are phthalate-free. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.